cares about this garbage?
Samuel L. Jackson said while he was in an interview that he gets mistaken for actors on a very regular basis.
I get mistaken for everybody's black who's famous, kind of in a certain age group. I mean, I've been called kind of everybody, except Denzel. You know what? It happens to white actors, too.
Do you tell people when they've got it wrong?
No, not always. I just sign what they want me to sign for whoever they think I am. I do.
I think that is absolutely so funny.
That's genius.
I love him. Austin Butler is taking on the role of Elvis Presley in the untitled drama that will showcase Elvis's infamous life. And I am so, so thrilled about this. So
really?
You might have seen him in the movie The Carrie Diaries. That's where I was first introduced to him. He's also been dating Vanessa Hudgens for like a billion years. And he is so hot, so fine. If you do not know who he is, Google right now, Austin Butler. He is so hot, and he is going to depict Elvis perfectly.
What? Is he better than G-Eazy or Harry Styles?
Yeah, without a doubt. The film will reportedly be seen through Presley's complex relationship with his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, played by Tom Hanks, and it will start shooting early next year. Butler had competition for the role with Ansel Elgort, Miles Teller, who's also super fine, and Harry Styles, all auditioned as well. Butler will be seen later this month opposite Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, and Margot Robbie in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which actually comes out next week, and he can currently be seen on the big screen alongside Bill Murray and Adam Driver in The Dead Don't Die. Okay, I need to watch that because I'm obsessed with Bill Murray and Adam Driver.
Yes.
But he is also, he's done Broadway.
Okay, so,
he can sing.
Okay.
He can sing and dance. Jennifer Lopez was talking backstage at her makeup concert last night from when the power went out on Saturday during her concert at Madison Square Garden, and she technically didn't have to do the remake show.
Here's the deal. Here's the truth. Insurance covers this show, and they told me that I don't have to do the show. That they'll ticket everybody's money back and just cancel. They just never get the show. But I just can't do that. I was like, I can't do that.
No, I feel you.
I can't do that. I just don't want to do that to everybody who was looking forward to seeing the show and bought tickets. Like, they wanted to see it.
That's so awesome.
I know. So sweet of her. Madonna posted a series of pictures with black children posing with watermelon and is now receiving some backlash. In her Instagram stories, Madonna posted pictures of her two adopted daughters standing behind a slice of watermelon, making it look like dresses. And this did not sit well with some users due to the racial history behind watermelons, and Twitter users began to accuse Madonna of being culturally insensitive. Madonna has not yet commented. Elliot, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, I think she picked the wrong fruit. Like, I get the concept. You know, like, she was just making a dress, like, when you see the picture. But, yeah, you can't use that fruit. Maybe you can use a cantaloupe or something else.
Right. But do you think that they were just having watermelon because it's summertime?
Yeah.
Watermelon is a very popular fruit in summertime for any culture. And she just didn't even think about it because that's just not even in her realm of thought.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, in this day and age, people see something on the internet, they're going to go crazy
and take it
out of context.
You don't think that she was being racist, but you just think, like, in 2019, be smarter.
Yeah, you just got to be more careful.
There's going to be trolls.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.